Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just
just give me some kind of sign. Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind
of... Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
You feel when you feel so mad you could bite. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether
especially when you're inside out. I don't feel like going to bed. I don't feel like getting right up. Sometimes I don't feel like wearing my shoes. But sometimes isn't always. Isn't always. Sometimes I don't feel like combing my hair. I don't feel like washing my face. Sometimes I don't feel like saying okay. But sometimes isn't always. Sometimes I do feel like going to bed. I do feel like washing my face. Sometimes I do feel like saying okay, but sometimes isn't. I don't like to feel. Sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do. But sometimes isn't always. Sometimes isn't.
And you'll have things you want to talk about. such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a good feeling, a very good feeling, a good feeling. To know that we're friends, it's a good feeling. It's such a happy
of this beautiful day. rest of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Oh, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you?
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Bye. since we're together, we might as well say, won't you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be, please, won't you be my neighbor?
That you feel when you feel so mad you could bite. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To stop when you plan a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
It's you. not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you. The things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you.
Just don't show it,
while others know it very well. Are you brave? And you wonder. And are you brave? And you doubt. Well, are you brave above and under? Especially when you're inside out. Tell me, won't you tell?
Sometimes
Sometimes I don't, and sometimes I do. But sometimes isn't always. Sometimes isn't. Sometimes isn't. Sometimes isn't.
Such a happy feeling. Oh, it's a good feeling. the time to share it. If you've got a flower, wear it. This is just the day. If you've got a plan, now's the time to try it. If you've got an airplane, fly it. This is just the day. It's the day for seeing all there is to see. It's the day for being just you, just me. If you've got a smile, now's the time to show it. If you've got a horn, then blow it. This is just the day.
Well,
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Lake said she would win. She said there was no way she would lose unless it was stolen or rigged or fraudulent. She insisted even hours into yesterday's final counting in Arizona that she would ultimately prevail and become the next governor of Arizona. And Carrie Lake has lost. It is good news for sensible people and sane people, not only in Arizona, not only in the United States, but it is good news for the world. We have a world, as Donald Trump famously said, and that world is rejoicing, other than some clowns in Arizona, because Carrie Lake will not be the next governor of that state. Instead, it will be Katie Hobbs, the Democrat, a completely uncontroversial, unremarkable, just normal Democrat who will hopefully run Arizona in something approximating a logical way. She won't say, well, we're going to secede. She won't say, end COVID lockdowns and mandates that don't exist. She won't try to ban abortion, and on and on and on. It has been a very slow count in Arizona, but it was finally called yesterday, Katie Hobbs prevailing over Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake adding yet another major endorsement fracas to Donald Trump's list. And Carrie Lake and many others insisting that it is indeed fraud. We will look at Carrie Lake's reaction in a moment. At the current time, it is a nearly 20,000 vote margin for Katie Hobbs, under 1 point, understand. But it has been called, and it is fortunately very much over. What makes this all the sweeter, and I admit, I take pleasure in this. What makes this all the sweeter is the degree of arrogant confidence that Carrie Lake exhibited up until quite literally hours before this was called. The arrogant confidence of Donald Trump insisting that Carrie Lake would win. But it started to flip and get to the point where, well, based on the remaining votes, Carrie Lake needs 53%. Now of the remaining votes, Carrie Lake needs 56%. We knew days ago that mathematically it really just wasn't adding up for Carrie Lake. And indeed, we have made it. Now, what about Carrie Lake's Twitter feed? Well, it's been relatively quiet. She has a pinned message from September and then only one tweet that seems to be related to the call, which is Arizonans no BS when they see it. Arizonans no BS when they see it. And of course, I had to get in there and respond to her and tell her, indeed, Arizonans saw the BS of your campaign and they voted for your opponent. A repetitive screeds and tirades from Carrie Lake. Shouldn't election officials be impartial? The guys running the election have made it their mission to defeat America First Republicans. And then if there was an issue with your ballot, please submit the information here. Attention, your vote may not have been counted. You can check the status at carrielake.com/cure. This is a whole thing where they want to cure the ballots. And as all of you know, why cure with so much salt when you can cold smoke and get all the flavor in a much less salty ballot? I prefer cold smoking rather than curing, but that's a culinary question for later. Carrie Lake continuing, your vote may not have been counted, and on and on and on. She has not conceded as of this point in time. I could not care less whether or not she concedes. As many of you know, concession is merely a formality. It is something that, you know, reasonable people.